Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. I love doing this show with you guys. And if you haven't yet, I would love if you smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome animal adventures. Well, friends, today we are starting an amazing two-part journey and adventure between Samantha and Annika, who are about to save a little girl's life. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! This story takes place over 200 years ago. Wow, that is a long time ago, and Samantha was sleeping in a grassy field. It was a pretty chilly day for this dark brown horse that was standing and sleeping at the same time. Wow, that's a pretty amazing skill. Can you sleep while you're standing up? I definitely cannot do that. That's a skill of horses. They can sleep while they're standing. It might not be like the best sleep. If they really want to like start snoring and sleeping really soundly, then they roll and curl up on the floor, but they're able to get a pretty good power nap while they're standing. And as Samantha was standing there, she could still hear everything around her. It's kind of like she was partly sleeping because she had really good hearing. She could hear the cold wind blowing and the grass bending over and twisting and twirling. Horses have very good hearing and vision. Their eyes are actually the largest of any land animal. Wow, so horses have very good senses. And like I said, it was a cold day, and each breath she took, she could see each puff of air as it hit the cold wind. Have you ever been able to see your breath when it's cold outside? She really liked it because it made her feel like a dragon. I kind of like it too. It's pretty cool. All of a sudden, Samantha's ears turned around. Have you ever seen a horse's ears like dart? It's like they just heard something. That's exactly what happened. Samantha then opened her eyes and saw Annika running towards her through the grass. She instantly knew something was not right. Annika jumped on her back and off they rode. Annika was Samantha's owner. She had had Samantha ever since she was a little girl and had taken care of her every single day along the way. Having a horse is a really big responsibility, and Annika was really good at keeping her beautiful horse Samantha nice and healthy. As they were riding through town, Annika leaned down to Samantha's ear and whispered, "There's a little girl that's very sick. We have to get the medicine to her in time. We're going to go run over to the doctor's house and bring it back." Now that Samantha understood the mission, it made her run even faster. Brum, 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 brum. As they raced across town towards the doctor's office, they finally made it in record time. Annika jumped off of Samantha's back and ran and knocked on the door. As Annika walked inside with the doctor, Samantha was eagerly awaiting bringing back this medicine to that little girl. Samantha took many deep breaths and could feel and sense the air that there was a storm coming. You see, this town was located on the edge of some very snowy mountains, and sometimes very big blizzards would come blowing over the mountains and dump tons of snow onto this little town. Samantha knew that they needed to get this girl feeling better before that storm came in and got everybody stuck in all that deep, deep snow. Annika came running out of the door holding a bag of something. She jumped on Samantha and said, "The doctor didn't have the medicine that the little girl needs, but he gave me something else to try and give to her. Hopefully that will work, because if it doesn't, we're going to have to ride all the way to the clinic, which is 2 hours away. We're running out of time. Let's go." Annika held on tight as Samantha tore through the dirt and zoomed across town. They arrived at that little girl's house in the blink of an eye. Samantha was very fast. As Annika ran inside to give this little girl this medicine that the doctor had given them, Samantha's eyes were plastered to the edge of the window. She needed to see what was going on. Remember, those horses' eyes are very big and very good at seeing. And so as Samantha looked through the window, even though it was kind of hard to see through the reflection and the fog of the window, she was able to see Annika leaning down at the edge of the bed. That was a very little girl. She could see the little girl's parents in there, and they were all huddled together. After a few minutes, Annika came back outside and walked over towards Samantha to start brushing her. "All right, girl. We just have about 10 more minutes to wait to see if this is gonna help lower the fever on that little girl. And then if it doesn't, you know what we gotta do." Samantha knew exactly what that meant. That meant they would have to ride 2 hours to that faraway clinic through that giant snowstorm that's coming. Every minute that passed felt like an eternity as Samantha and Annika were waiting, waiting and waiting to see if that medicine would help that little girl. After about 10 minutes had passed, the little girl's father walked out the door and shook his head. "It's not working," he said. "It's getting worse. Is there anything else that we can do?" he asked Annika. Annika looked at Samantha, jumped on her back, and said, "Yes, we have to ride to the clinic. It's 2 hours away, but we will make it back as fast as we can," said Annika. "But there's a giant snowstorm coming. How in the world are you going to do that?" asked the father. "Don't worry, Samantha's the fastest horse around. We'll make it back in time." And it was just then that the first snowflakes began to fall. Samantha took off running as fast as she could, with Annika holding on tightly. They knew that they were running out of time. "Oh no! What in the world is going to happen? Are they going to be able to get that medicine back in time for that little girl? And what about all that snow? I think that's going to create a lot of problems along the way." Great job, you listened all the way to the end. Holy smokes, Samantha is an amazing creature. Horses, like I said, they have really big eyes and very good hearing. Here's a silly question. Do you remember the silly way that Samantha and other horses can sleep? Yes, remember, they can stand up while they're sleeping. I know I definitely cannot do that. Can you? Can you stand up and just fall asleep standing up? That is a pretty amazing trick. Maybe one that I'll try later on today. I hope I don't fall over. I'll see you later. Bye!